Later, shortly before Roland's quartet had come to Colubrin Sturgis, in fact, the author's name had changed to Claudia E. Inez Bachmann, making her a member of the ever-expanding Quartet of 19. Jake had slipped a key into that book, and Eddie had whittled a double of it in Midworld. Jake's version of the key had both fascinated the folks who saw it and made them extremely suggestible. Like Jake's key, the Scrimshaw Turtle had its double. She was sitting beside it. The question was if the turtle was like Jake's key, in other ways. Judging from the fascinated way the Scandinavian businessman was looking at it, Susanna was pretty sure the answer was yes. She thought, "Dada Chuck, Dada Turtle, don't worry, girl, you got the turtle." It was such a silly rhyme, she almost laughed out loud. To Mia, she said, "Let me handle this."
"Handle what? I don't understand."
"I know you don't. So let me handle it, agreed?" She didn't wait for Mia's reply. She turned back to the businessman, smiling brightly, holding the turtle up where he could see it. She floated it from right to left and noted the way his eyes followed it, although his head, with its impressive mane of white hair, never moved. "What's your name, Si?" Susanna asked. "Matthiasen van Wyk," he said. His eyes rolled slowly in their sockets, watching the turtle. "I am second assistant to the Swedish ambassador to the United Nations. My wife has taken a lover. This makes me sad. My bowels are regular once again. The tea the hotel masseuse recommended worked for me, and this makes me happy." A pause. Then, "Your sholpada makes me happy." Susanna was fascinated. If she asked this man to drop his trousers and evacuate his newly regularized bowels on the sidewalk, would he do it? Of course he would. She looked around quickly and saw no one in the immediate vicinity. That was good, but she thought it would still behoove her to transact her business here as quickly as she could. Jake had drawn quite the little crowd with his key. She had no urge to do the same if she could avoid it. "Matthiasen," she began, "you mentioned..." "Mats," he said. "Beg your pardon?" "Call me Mats, if you would. I prefer it." "All right, Mats. You mentioned... Do you speak Swedish?"
"No,"
she said.
"Then we will speak English."
"Yes, I'd prefer. I have quite an important position," Mats said. His eyes never left the turtle. "I am meeting many important peoples. I am going to cocktail parties where good-looking women are wearing the little black dress."
"That must be quite a thrill for you."
"Mats, I want you to shut your trap and only open it to speak when I ask you a direct question. Will you do that?" Mats closed his mouth. He even made a comical little zipping gesture across his lips, but his eyes never left the turtle. "You mentioned a hotel. Do you stay at a hotel?"
"Yeah, I am staying at the New York Plaza Park Hyatt at the corner of 1st and 46th. Soon I am getting the condominium apartment."
Mats seemed to realize he was saying too much again and shut his mouth. Susanna thought furiously, holding the turtle in front of her breasts where her new friend could see it very well.
"Mats, listen to me, okay? I listen to hear, Mistress Sai, and hear to obey.